Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting adventure evening of Rolling Energy Group. Tonight, we hope to enlighten you, share with you some education and some beautiful information that can help you with many issues of your current life, things that happen around us and to us every single day. And we hope to excite you and share with you some information on a gentleman that started doing something and came to America and by a young physics futurist by the name of Nikola Tesla. We're going to share with you the adventures of a company that's 8 years old, that's done over $1 billion in sales, that's worked with medical communities, chiropractors, blue light healers, energy healers, Reiki masters, and the medical community now for more than 8 years, and they work in conjunction with them to help basically facilitate. But first, before we get into all that, need to let y'all know a couple of little housekeeping chores I got to get out of the way. Our radio show has not been evaluated by any FDA or any government regulatory agencies whatsoever. Now, we are not here to diagnose, prevent, try to cure any kind of disease, talk about anything medical whatsoever. We are strictly an educational and educational format only. That's what we're physically all about. We're not here to talk about any income claims. Because everyone is different, everyone is unique. Some people will work this, some people will not understand this, they just think it's too futurist, and some people cannot wrap their head around it, and some people won't get serious. But then there are people that will get really, really serious and understand this and will be like myself and Irv and Richard and a few of the other people that think, holy moly, we could impact and change people's lives. Tonight, I want you to be thinking of some questions. I want you to go ahead and press 1 and get into the queue. If you know anybody that needs to detox their body or anybody that needs to lose a couple inches or lose some pounds, we're going to talk about issues with weight loss. What about people that have major issues with stress or anxiety? Maybe you know somebody that literally has, you know, that can't be around a lot of people. They get excited. Maybe you know somebody that has issues with problems in their back or in their hips or in their feet or their legs where they have major discomfort. Maybe you know somebody has a little bit that they wake up and they get fogginess in their mind and can't focus on one thing and get distracted easy. Or maybe you know somebody that needs a little bit of energy in their life and have no energy. Or maybe you know someone that's older and needs a little help basically into the bedroom, but with performance. Any issues, as long as it's not medical, please don't ask any medical questions. If you need to dance around it, because we cannot answer medical questions, we will try to assist you and answer those questions. Now, tonight, I am going to interview my business partner, a friend of mine that I've known for eons and eons. Probably as old as some of you, maybe it's on the line tonight, or maybe not, he and I have been friends for a while. He and I both have built businesses that exceeded in sales in a yearly basis more than $3 to $4 million in annual brick and mortar business in sales. So we feel that we're both qualified. You know, we both have marketing degrees, we both have business degrees, but Professor Irv is a little different than I am. He actually was a college university professor at a major university in Ohio. He has an MBA in business. He taught all aspects to graduate students as well as the college students. He taught, he's got marketing. He's got a psychology degree. He's got a speech degree. But what I love about Irv more than anything else, he is one of the foremost people in the world that actually is taking more than 1 million-plus people literally into swamps, out into the jungles, out into the deserts, all over the world. He's taken more than 1 million people on a journey called Weed Walks, and he is one of the foremost people in the entire world that can actually show people you know, berries and plants and weeds and things that people could actually eat and make their life more healthier. So we're going to interview Irv. I want to thank our branding partners, Pam out of Florida. She is a Reiki master. She helps us on the radio. We got a new partner, Stephen, that's helps us a lot. We have basically Diana Anderson that helps us a lot occasionally. And then we have our ace in the hole, our rock star, and that is Richard and Joey Matuition. Without these wonderful people, Irv and I could not travel all over the world and literally help the citizens and the people around the world with this type of business without those branding partners. So go ahead and get in the queue, press 1. I'm going to start off with a little bit of questions to Mr. Samuels. Professor Irv, are you here already? Irv Samuels, are you here? I'll start this off, ladies and gentlemen, until Irv gets here. I don't know what's happened to Professor Irv this evening. But Nikola Tesla came to America, and in his journal, he had a picture, literally, of a drawing going down a road of a self-driving car about 1895. In 1920, he started working on basically a coil for electricity so we would all have free electricity. He also had in that journal in 1920 a little box that was like 3.5 inches wide by 5 inches long, and he talked about, as he was working on that, of the airwaves, he was talking about trying to figure out how that they could capture a radio frequency through the airwaves and through antennas to be able to put in this little box. Well, that little box in 1920 was a cell phone. Cell phones didn't come out until the late 80s, early 90s. So give you an idea how far ahead this guy was. Around 2012, a young kid out of Brockton, Massachusetts, basically was invited they live in New Hampshire, but the office is in Brockton, Massachusetts. He got invited to a Tesla convention, and he was extremely excited. But his father, Rick, which had sold a Fortune 500 company, Inc. 500, to Kyocera, big Japanese conglomerate corporation, he didn't think his son was ready to go out of the country, especially by himself. So they had a discussion. They both went. They both went to all the meetings and breakouts and sessions and learned a lot. But what Rick learned, he kind of put on the shelf because at that time he was like 52, 53, 54 in that general vicinity. He just thought what he'd heard was probably 50 years away. Thought it'd be practical and great for the, you know, for our country and for the world, but it just seemed way too futuristic. Well, his son Mike, on the other hand, was a quantum physics major, and he had a different vision and a different take on it, and he told his father, he says, "I got this." And his father just kind of got floored, and he was explaining to him what all he needed, and he said, "What do I need?" He says, "Lots of money, Dad, and lots of it." Well, that wasn't the problem because Rick had already sold the company. He was comfortable for life. I mean, they've got a big old amusement park in New Hampshire, you know, that he built just for his kids for the summer to give them something to do. So money wasn't an object. So he handed his son a checkbook, and he went out and put the most advanced, most sophisticated quantum energy laboratory and quantum physics laboratory there is in the world, and it's based out of Brockton, Massachusetts right now. And the kids come up with some very unique things. Actually, there's 15 major awards that this company has won. There's 6 patents and a lot more to come down the road. And if you think about this for a minute, and I want you to think about, really seriously think about this, if you knew you had the capability of taking literally anything, and I don't know if you understand this, but when God created this planet and this universe, every single thing on this planet literally has its own uniqueness. You know, a blade of grass, a tree branch, a tree limb, you know, the leaves, flooring, wood, no matter what it is, glass, cars, engines, everything has to be mathematical made, literally, to make it. You got to know the formula, like of either the atoms, you got to know the molecules, you got to know the sound vibration of it, or you got to know the frequency. What if you could take and capture all of that, any product in the world or anything, and you could capture that frequency and literally move it into a computer system and then program it into a hologram and make it into a wearable technology to help people with discomfort or weight loss, or, you know, to help them have better mind control or help them with all aspects of their life? Would that be something that the world could grab a hold of? If you can see that vision, literally get in and listen and learn as we interview Professor Irv. Richard, is Irv here yet? Richard. Is anybody here? Can anybody hear me? Well, ladies and gentlemen, evidently we got technical issues going on tonight. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to hang up and call right back in, so hang on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I don't have anybody running the board, so I've got to try to scramble real quick and see if I can get somebody to run the board for me tonight. And I apologize tremendously because evidently we have nobody to run the board. So bear with me just a second. Sorry that it's taken us so long to get this all set up. It's kind of, I may have dropped the ball, and I know Miss Diane normally does our Wednesday night, but I think she has something she was doing. So let me get on to the radio show. Let me get this ball rolling here and get on the radio and open up the board. See what's going on here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to apologize for tonight. Evidently, I don't have nobody to operate the radio board tonight. So I'm going to share with you what I know. Nobody can basically get in because I don't have anybody to run the board, and I'm not where I can get into the board. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we were doing, and then hopefully tomorrow night you can come back on, and I'll have somebody to operate the board for us. But anyway, this company is an unheard-of company. They've been working with major doctors around the country, and they've created some very unique medallions And they're little, we call them, what I like to call them is resonators, because the resonators resonate the frequencies of whatever we basically embed into a hologram. And it takes away discomfort. It also helps people lose weight. It helps people. There's about 15 different products that we have right now that we are available to, we're launching to the world. We have over 200 that will be eventually we'll be coming out with to share with people. And I apologize again. It's my fault. I probably dropped the ball, but I've had a mother in ICU. I have a wife that's basically in a cancer treatment center in stage four. So with the stress that's in my life, it's kind of like I got a lot going on, and sometimes I forget. So what we're going to basically do is we're going to call it a short night. And if everyone would please forgive me and call back in tomorrow night, I'm going to get on the and start rounding up people right now to get to work on the board for tomorrow night. Richard will be here basically to work on the board. He doesn't do Wednesday night. And I guess that my one girl that does it, Diana, I think she had another commitment. I remember her saying something. I was thinking it was next Wednesday, but maybe it was this Wednesday. I deeply apologize. I will make it up to anybody that's called in tonight. Just please let me know that you called in tomorrow night, and I will basically get you one extra resonator for your troubles for calling in. And remember, you can actually win free product. Everything in our product line you can win absolutely free simply by inviting guests to the show. So if you would tomorrow night, call in at the same time, 8 o'clock, at the same phone number, 845-277-9337, and press 1, and then just let me know that you were here. And as soon as I get in the red board, the board, I will be able to see that you were here, and I'm going to make sure that each one of you that are new to the call will get one extra resonator for your troubles. Thank you so much. God bless you. And if you would, please call back in tomorrow night. Sorry for the inconvenience this has caused anyone. Good night, all.